Hello, this is a presentation about input files and forcing data in the 2020 December session of the LMDZ tutorial. Page 3. So in this presentation I'm going to explain a few things, but mainly, you can find in this presentation references to data files and documentation. So it's useful if you download it and click on the links included in the file. So I'm going to try to give you an overview of input files for some simple use cases of LMDZ. And you should know that some of the details that I'm going to give you here, this can be automated and is automated in a software called libigcm, which chooses the necessary input files for some standard runs of LMDZ, and there are training sessions for this software libigcm too. So some of this is most useful. Some of what I'm going to talk about here is most useful if you have, if you want to do some non-standard simulations with LMDZ. So there are many ways to use LMDZ. You could couple it with another model, page 5. LMDZ is built to run coupled with a soil vegetation and hydrology model, which is called Orchidae, with an ocean sea ice and marine biogeochemistry model, which is called NEMO, with a tropospheric chemistry aerosols model, INCA, and with a stratospheric chemistry model, which is called Reprobus. You have the links to all these models on the page. And of course, depending on what model you couple with LMDZ, the input files and the input parameters vary. Even if you don't couple LMDZ with another model, if you use LMDZ by itself, there are still quite a number of configurations. You could run LMDZ in one or three dimensions. You could use nudging or not. You could use an idealized physical setup, and of course again the input files and the input parameters depend on these choices.